In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Andrew Gold, a fallen BBC journalist interviewing the heretics and rebels brave enough to speak out against mainstream narratives. Here's Coleman Hughes, John Ronson, and the Trigonometry podcast guys bringing controversy to the fore.
How'd you feel if a person of a different race moved in next door?
I spent a while with a politically correct faction of the Ku Klux Klan.
The system punishes people for wrongthink. It's heartbreaking.
Here's My Unorthodox Life Netflix star Julia Hart on getting out of a Hasidic Jewish cult.
Why can't I be okay with being silent and subservient? Everyone else is.
And biologist Richard Dawkins on trans activism.
It's perfectly legitimate to say, I am a man, but I feel feminine. But to then say, therefore I am a woman, is just a betrayal of language.
Now it's your turn. Rebel against the mainstream and find a home in this sensible alternative space by subscribing to Heretics Podcast.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, should U.S. President Trump declare limited martial law in order to preserve the Republic?
We the people determine our government by electing our representatives. When you go out of your way to destroy that ability, when we cannot have a fair election, then we literally don't have a republic, do we? Literally, we cease to exist as a nation.
Did you know you can now stream episodes of this podcast on your mobile device? All you need is my new Conspiracy Unlimited app. It's absolutely free, and it's available for both iOS and Android devices. If you're a Conspiracy Unlimited Plus member, pay attention. You can now stream premium content from your mobile device. My free Conspiracy Unlimited app for iOS and Android, available from the App Store and Google Play. Get yours today and start streaming Conspiracy Unlimited on your mobile device.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs. Here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Monday.
Tom Zawistowski is president of the Tea Party, affiliated with We the People Convention, and executive director of the Portage County Tea Party. He and his organization published a full-page ad in the Washington Times newspaper demanding that President Trump invoke limited martial law in order to allow the U.S. military to oversee a new, free, and fair federal election if legislators, courts, and the Congress do not follow the Constitution. Tom, welcome to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me on.
Tell us a little bit about We the People.
We the People Convention came out of an organization in Ohio that was called the Ohio Liberty Coalition. When the Tea Party movement started in the United States, Ohio was unique in that a statewide coordinating organization kind of grew out of the Cincinnati area. And so unlike most Tea Party groups that were just kind of acting all on their own, in Ohio, we had some ability to coordinate those activities. And after a couple years of the Tea Party going on, we decided that we needed to have a convention, a statewide convention, where we could help train our activists, learn from experts and that type of thing. So in 2011, we held our first convention in Columbus, Ohio, and had about 1,200 people attend. Our speakers were Herman Cain, who just passed away, who was the presidential candidate for 2012, Dick Morris, people like that, Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots, and all those type of people. So we started, it's exactly what our name says, a We the People Convention. I was the president of the Ohio Liberty Coalition for quite a few years. And then when I gave up that role, the convention kind of became my voice as far as, all the activities that we would do in the state. And the We the People Convention, quite frankly, was responsible for Donald Trump winning Ohio in 2016 and winning Ohio this year by another 8%. So, we basically are a grassroots organization of volunteers that partners with other conservative groups to try to advance liberty. We talk a lot about the Constitution, but we talk about protecting and defending our own personal freedom and liberty and prosperity in our Constitution and our nation. So been doing this for quite a while.
Your organization recently took out a full-page ad in the Washington Times newspaper demanding that President Trump invoke limited martial law. Tell me about the idea behind putting this ad in and why the Washington Times?
Well, let me answer the last question first. The question was, would anybody print it? As you know, there's a lot of censorship going on in our world today. And even though, unlike Canada, the United States has been a bastion of free speech, that has been eroding dramatically in the last several years. And so, the Washington Times, to their credit, was willing to publish something like this that was, fairly controversial. So the reason we printed the ad is because we have been looking for a solution to this election, controversy that we have. And by controversy, I just simply mean that the evidence, in our view, is unbelievably overwhelming of cheating at a massive scale in every way cheating can possibly be done. And that cheating has not only been done, but it has been coordinated. It has been a plan that was executed to basically steal the election. And so on the left, they've been, talking for 4 years that President Trump was illegitimate. Absolutely could not prove that at all. There's no, nothing to their claims that are just flat out lies. And then they, kind of laid the trap that, well, if Trump won, it's because, he stole the election and he's an evil dictator and all that. So what we have in the United States is a serious problem. In civil societies, the way that you act out your concerns is through an election. That's what prevents people from fighting each other. And so when you have these two sides that are so both, equally aggrieved, if we don't find a way to do this peacefully, we are very concerned. We fear that there's going to be a civil war in the United States. And so the idea that we came up with was to have President Trump, do like Lincoln, and I'm sure you probably saw in our ad, Richard, that we had a comparison of what Abraham Lincoln, who, you know, most Americans, including Barack Obama, think is the greatest president in our history, that he had to use extraordinary authority as president, including, you know, suspending things like habeas corpus, you know, the right to a trial. He arrested people, you know, without, you know, due process to save the union, to preserve the union. And so our idea was, should we use a similar idea today to preserve the union and, God willing, prevent a civil war? And so we came up with this idea to have President Trump do a very limited, right? We basically said, declare a limited form of martial law and temporarily suspend the Constitution and civilian control of these federal elections for the sole purpose of having the military oversee a national revote. So that was the idea that we had, because the military is like the last institution left in our country that Americans trust. And so we thought this was a very, really a moderate step, because we're not talking, Richard, about tanks in the street, the military putting Donald Trump in as dictator for life. You know, whoever had military law declared to have a fair election, Richard, people declare military law to overthrow a fair election. And so we thought it was a creative idea, and the response has been unbelievably overwhelming. And it's been quite a week since that ad published.
Well, you have allies in General Flynn and also General Thomas McInerney, of both voiced support for a limited martial law. What would be the mechanism for implementing that? Where in the Constitution is that sort of outlined, or would he use the executive order that he signed in 2018 concerning foreign intervention in an election?
Yeah, see, and this is a very important point, because in the Constitution, and I actually don't have my note with me at the moment, but it's like Article 1, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. You know, the Supreme Court has decided that the president or Congress can declare martial law. Okay. And basically what it says is that you can declare martial law and define it any way you want to. And martial law, just so your listeners know, that this isn't a radical idea. It's been declared 68 times in U.S. history. So it's not something that's, you know, never done. So what's different about declaring martial law and the executive order that you talked about is that the executive order is much more egregious. I mean, it's locking people up. It's, it's really, being aggressive as far as using the force of the government against certain actors in our country. We rejected that. We didn't think that we needed to go that route, and that this idea of limited martial law was a better idea, because we felt that if we could have a fair election, okay, if we could have a fair election, then we could proceed with our regular laws, because we have laws to handle things like sedition. We have laws to handle, investigations of voter fraud and things like that. So we thought our idea was very creative and very important, because it was within the Constitution. The declaring martial law is expressly, a right the president has. And then we talked about, the oath of office that the president swears and the oath of office the military swears. And I, that's an important part of why this is something that they would be doing that supports their oath of office.
And what would be the timing of a new election? How would that work?
Well, see, this is the other part about it. What we're asking for is a revote of all the federal elections nationwide. And basically, when you do that, most ballots are going to have two questions. Who do you want for president and who do you want for Congress? If you have a Senate candidate in your state, then it would be three questions. There are some places that have multiple congressmen in their area, so you might have four questions. So a very simple ballot. But I use this analogy in a radio show earlier today that I think will help your listeners, kind of understand the logic behind this. So if you are a software engineer, if you write software and you do a giant upgrade, you add a lot of new features for whatever company you're working for, and you release it to the public and it crashes, what you do is you revert back to the last known version of that software that actually worked. Well, what we think has happened, we don't think, we know has happened, is that we added all kinds of new things to voting in the United States with all these absentee ballots, and not even just absentee ballots, but literally mailing out millions of ballots and trying to explain to people how to get them back, put them in drop boxes, mail them, bring them in, you know, all these kind of things, that it crashed the system. So what do we want to do? We want to go back to the last known, you know, version of our voting techniques that actually everyone trusts and knows works. And so what do we want to do? We want to do federal candidates only, paper ballots, no computers, hand counted with both parties watching every vote, only registered voters with photo ID to prove residence, conducted safely with everyone wearing masks and being 6 feet apart, just like we did in Ohio because of COVID, okay? And then at the end of the day, we all know who won. And if the military is there to oversee it, in other words, they wouldn't conduct the election. They would work with the state, you know, Secretary of States and the election officials in each county. But there would be the military there. So there's no thugs like we saw in Philadelphia and in Detroit throwing, you know, people who have a legal right to watch the vote count, throwing them out. That's what we want to prevent. We want to have a real vote that every American can trust and believe in, and that President Trump would have to live with the outcome. If he loses, he's out. So that's a pretty fair thing. And Richard, I don't think you consider what I'm saying very radical.
No, not at all. Not at all. Although common sense is radical these days, apparently.
yes.
Now,
good point.
My limited understanding of the Constitution suggests to me that it's up to the states to determine the manner, the time, and the date of an election. So wouldn't the states have to be on board with going back to a paper ballot, with going back to in-person voting, etc.?
Well, see, this is why our solution, you know, it took 7 days for me to write this ad, and I had a lot of people look at it. And so the concept of declaring martial law is critical, because in order to do this in a timely fashion, declaring martial law literally stops everything. It stops the courts. It stops, you know, any legal action. And then the president can say to the military, I want you to come up with a plan to put this vote forward. So they can decide, this is how we're all going to do it. We're going to, you know, you're going to use paper. This is the paper it's going to be on. These are the machines you're going to print the paper with. And so they can organize it. If you don't declare martial law, unfortunately, in the United States, if President Trump just said today, you know what, we need to make the people comfortable with this election, let's have a revote, there would be 700 lawsuits filed in the United States by the end of today, saying, you know, well, you're doing this wrong. I want, you know, drop boxes. I want this. You can't do that. You need to have martial law so that this thing can be really streamlined. And quite frankly, you can do this in a couple of weeks. I mean, literally, this could be done before Christmas, or a great day, you know, to do it would be like on December 29th. The weekend after Christmas, before New Year's, everybody goes and votes, and now we know who won, and now we move on from there.
So December the 8th was kind of a safe harbor day, and I guess under that, it's generally accepted that's the date by which all the state-level election challenges, recounts, audits are supposed to be completed. And there is, of course, this new challenge to the Supreme Court. They've accepted the filing, I guess, on behalf of Texas. And I'm not sure officially if whether Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana are on board. But there are other states that seem to be on board with this. They are suing the swing states because of the way they conducted the election. Just talk to me about the timing now. Like, if at what point is it beyond the point of no return for even declaring limited martial law, or could that be literally done right up to inauguration?
Well, see, and that's a great question. And what we're trying to do is stay within the Constitution. And in our ad, we basically said to the president, when legislators, courts, and or Congress fail to do their duty under the 12th Amendment, you must be ready, Mr. President, to immediately declare this limited form of martial law. So why did we do that? We wanted to give the courts and the legislators in these states and in the Supreme Court the chance to do their duty under the 12th Amendment, because our founders were brilliant in putting together a system to handle these type of things. But the problem we're having is that no one wants to do their job. And this is the problem we've had in the United States now for quite some time. And that is what defines us, what made the United States unique when it was founded, is that we were a nation ruled by law, not men. And our problem has been that there is no rule of law. Our problem has been that people are egregiously violating the law, and there's no penalty for that. And so the problem we're having is that we don't trust the courts anymore. We don't trust, state officials. I mean, think about this, Richard, how absurd this is. How can anyone be serious when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had to rule on their legislators and their constitution? It says that you have to be, both sides have to be able to view the votes. They have to be able to see each vote being counted and be able to object if something's wrong. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that means not that you have to be able to actually see the votes, but you just have to be in the building. That's absurd on its face. That's an insult to law. That's like somebody in high school would decide something like that. How can we respect? This is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, Richard. That's how absurd this is. The law is clearly meant to say someone from the Democratic or Republican Party are there watching you count the vote. And when they look at the signature, they can say that doesn't look like the one that's on the registration book. But they're saying, no, you can keep them 100 feet away. And that's still within the law. So why would we trust them? The answer is we don't. We don't trust any of them. We only trust our U.S. military. And so that's why we don't accept this, and we don't accept these rulings. And so, like you said, the safe harbor was the 8th, but these cases are still being heard, and there is still plenty of time for the Supreme Court to rule. And in this Texas case in particular, I think you've probably looked at it, Richard, this is as black and white as it can be. What makes the Texas case so effective is that all the other cases about suitcases of ballots being pulled from tables and being counted, or hundreds of thousands of ballots being brought in the back door on trucks, all of those are he said, she said type cases where you have to have a trial and you have to have time for people to make their case and defend themselves. We don't have that time. In the Texas suit, it's very simple. They say the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin say that you can only, that the, only the legislature in that state can determine the rules by which an election is held. And in all four of those states, the governor, the secretary of state, the election people, local people, change the rules unconstitutionally. And therefore, those votes in those states are unconstitutional by both the state and federal constitution. That is not, you cannot deny that. It literally is true. It's factually true. So now if the U.S. Supreme Court cannot follow their own law, if they say they dismiss it or something, that's when you need martial law, because literally the Supreme Court is violating the Constitution.
It would take a tremendous amount of political will and courage for the president to declare even a limited martial law. And certainly he has demonstrated a great deal of courage in these last 4 years and intestinal fortitude. But do you think, I'm guessing that even within his own circle, the pressure to not do that would be incredible. Do you think he's up to it?
Well, he is a unique person. I think anyone will admit that. And he is not a coward. I think anyone will admit that. That's a good question. I think that the real thing that people, you know, that are listening to this need to understand is this isn't about an election. This is literally about whether you have a constitution or not. I mean, what is the United States? We are a representative republic. People throw around the word democracy very loosely, but we are a representative republic. So what does that mean? That means that we, the people, determine our government by electing our representatives. When you go out of your way to destroy that ability, when we cannot have a fair election, then we literally don't have a republic, do we? Literally, we cease to exist as a nation. Because, as I said earlier, we are a nation of laws, not men. And you're breaking the law to deny us the right to vote to elect our representatives. So for Donald Trump, I've said, you know, to him in my videos and my podcast, I've said on, you know, different interviews I was on, you know, national TV, saying to me, he's like both Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Like Lincoln, no one thought the things Lincoln were doing were good. I mean, when he suspended habeas corpus, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, you know, ruled it was illegal for him to do so. And what did Lincoln do? He signed an arrest warrant for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court for standing up to him. He had to take extraordinary action to save the nation. And I'm asking Trump that, I'm not even asking him, I'm telling Trump that he is required to do this. It's not a choice. He swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so it's his duty to do that. And the Constitution is literally in dire straits, is being threatened right now. But like, that's like, you know, Abraham Lincoln. But like Washington, he's not declaring martial law, and we're not asking him to declare martial law to make him president for life. Like Washington, after the Revolutionary War, when he saved the country and they wanted to make him king, Washington said, no, no, that's not our way. The people will decide who will be their president. And he resigned until the people elected him. I think that's where Donald Trump is. It's really simple. He's got to do this because if Joe Biden becomes president, quote unquote, in this nefarious, fraudulent manner, he will not be president of the United States, because there will be no United States. It will cease to exist. He will be president of some bizarre globalist, socialist, crazy place that has no constitution, has no rule of law, has a packed court where people, you know, literally take over the role of the legislature and make law from the bench, that has no borders, has no citizenship, and basically has voting like you have in Cuba and in Russia and in China and like they have in Venezuela. So this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the future of the country. And Donald Trump, I think, is a patriot. And I think, I'm hoping that Donald Trump will find it within him to have the courage of our founders and do what needs to be done. And hopefully the military will support him in doing that.
More of my conversation with Tom Zawistowski when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator.
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? true stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Lincoln County 911. There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least try to be setting aside like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
We'll teach you the basics of the market.
Yeah, I think compound interest should be at the start of any discussion about investing. And
we've had investment professionals who teach in a simple way.
A valuation-driven bear market. You know, we haven't really seen yet, and I think everyone's thinking about it, but we haven't really seen yet.
Our Q&A episodes feature questions from listeners just like you.
So what do you think about the situation with ETBI, which is Activision?
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Shove from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Everytown podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
C60 Evo's miracle molecule ESS60 makes a great gift for conscious people and their pets. Why not give the gift of radiant health to everyone on your list this Christmas? ESS60, the powerful antioxidant, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory in a bottle. ESS60 is the purest form of C60 available anywhere. From C60 Evo, benefits include increased strength, flexibility, immunity, and better sleep. Check out the great gift sets now available at special holiday discount prices. C60Evo.com/Richard-Serrett. C60Evo.com/Richard-Serrett. Take 15% off your order with the coupon code Jolly15RS. That's Jolly15RS.
The truth goes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Then, it is violently opposed. Finally, it is accepted as self-evident.
Let me just read that again. I don't know what that means.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
Tom Zawistowski is here discussing the possibility that President Trump could invoke limited martial law and essentially order a redo of the U.S. federal election. You mentioned the response to the full-page ad in the Washington Times has been positive. Is it gaining any traction inside Washington in the media? So, for example, has Sebastian Gorka talked about this? Is Tucker Carlson going to talk about this?
That's been interesting to see. It has received. We've had a million people come to our website in a week. That's just stunning to me. Okay. And so we have had the media coming around, as in One American News, which is now kind of the Fox alternative, did a nice interview with me, and Newsmax, which is the other Fox alternative, has done an interview with me. So, that's been a development. But to help your listeners to this podcast, I had an analytics firm contact me yesterday, and they were showing me like this amazing stuff of like how many mentions we're getting all over the world. And something like several thousand, you know, websites have written stories about what we did. Richard, of all those people, only one quote unquote journalist has contacted me for a quote or to explain our situation. They were from the in London, the Daily Express. Not one other person has even said, well, what do you mean by this? Or how would that work? Just as you and I are having this discussion today. I think that's the root of the problem. I think that's where our world has gone mad, because this is an idea that certainly, I think you can tell by this discussion, is legitimate and deserves consideration. It may not be the right answer, but it certainly adds to the conversation. But no one wants to have a conversation. They want to jam down your throat whatever ideology they want profess. We're not doing that. I could have wrote an ad saying we want President Trump to declare martial law and lock up Joe Biden, who took $1.5 billion from China, who took money from Ukraine, who's got money from Russia. I could have written that ad. I didn't do that because we're sane and we're not ideological. We love America. We love the rule of law. We love the Constitution. And so the people that are excited about this are the American people. I'm getting just unbelievable support from the American people who say, we want a revote. We want a fair vote. We want our country. And I'm praying to God that somehow I will have enough influence over the president and over the military to get this done.
Let me just shift gears slightly, because we have a runoff election coming for two Senate seats in Georgia in January. And there's a lot of anger on the part of Trump supporters at the lack of support coming from some rhinos in that state. Governor Kemp, certainly the Secretary of State there, even the two Republican senators that are running have not been particularly vocal in support of Trump in terms of, you know, trying to reverse the results of this election. What would you recommend to the people of Georgia if the two Republican senators or the seeking re-election do not come forward and get vocal in their support of Trump? Do you think Republicans should stay home, or should they basically hold their nose and vote?
Well, that's a really good question. Okay. And I think we need to be really honest. If people go to our website at wethepeopleconvention.org, you will see a short video clip that was Daniel Horowitz, who is a very bright person from the Blaze and the Daily Caller, I think it is. Very intelligent young man. And he was talking with Mark Levin about this whole idea. And here's the bottom line. You're not going to win in Georgia. There's no chance of winning in Georgia. They just stole the presidency and both seats. If there was a fair election in Georgia, Perdue would not be in a runoff and the Senate would not be up for grabs. And Daniel Horowitz was talking with Mark Levin, and you can watch the video at wethepeopleconvention.org. And he said to Mark, you need to understand something. If you don't stop this right now, not in January when this runoff is, if you don't stop this right now, when it's legally ripe, and that was the term he used, and that's actually a legal term, it will never stop. Because the only time you have the legal authority to do what we're doing, like take these cases to the Supreme Court, like Texas is doing, is after it happens. And what has happened over and over in American history is this stuff happens, and it's happened to Democrats and Republicans, right? Elizabeth Warren and some of the other, Amy Klobuchar had problems and wanted investigations, but they give it up. And so it's never fully investigated and nothing changes. It's real simple. These people who say, oh, we're going to win in Georgia in January, or we're going to win in 2022, we're going to wipe out the House, or Trump's going to run again in 2024. That's a fool's game. It's real simple, folks. There will never be a fair election ever again in the United States, just like there never is a fair election in Cuba or Russia or Venezuela. They cheated. They're not going to ever let us have power. You're talking to a guy who was the lead plaintiff in the IRS targeting of the Tea Party movement when Barack Obama was president, Richard. They went after me, Tom Zawistowski, so that President Obama could win re-election in 2012. They set the IRS after moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, small people, so that we could not organize like we did in 2010 to win back the House. I spent 6 years in court, thanks to the ACLJ, fighting Obama and his, you know, his corrupt people. And we beat him in two lawsuits and won $3.2 million. I know the evil of these people. They never thought we could beat them. Hillary Clinton was going to be the end game, and we were going to leave the Constitution far behind. And that's where we are today. You must stop this evil right here, right now, or you will never have the chance again. And I'm just telling people that they're fools if they think they're ever going to have a fair vote again. It's just not going to happen.
Is this 1776 all over again?
I think so. I really do. I know our people already. I know there's 71 million people who understand clearly that this is wrong. This is just flat wrong. And they're not going to accept it. And they're going to fight for their country because they love their freedom. And what's amazing to me is the tone deafness on the left, but all communists are this way. You know, they're talking about the Great Reset. Did anybody vote for that in the United States? Did Joe Biden ever say he was going to do that? Okay. When they're talking about they're going to take our guns, and they're going to, you know, open the borders, and they're going to, you know, bring China back in. They never asked the American people about that. And we're not going to accept it. And so if you want to avoid a civil war, read our ad. Go to wethepeopleconvention.org and read the ad that we put in the Washington Times for yourself and understand the logic of it. And watch my podcast where I explain it on One America News and on my podcast. And this is the way to not have a civil war. But if they want a civil war, it will be their actions that cause it to happen, not mine.
Tom, how do we listen to the podcast?
Go to wethepeopleconvention.org, and it's right on the front page. I've actually been doing them almost daily now because things are changing so rapidly. And you can write to us. Our email is right there on the front page. You can, you know, send us information. I have a great, you know, conversation with people from all over the world now. And this is a worldwide thing. I mean, there are people terrified around the world of what's happening here, because if the light of freedom goes out, if the United States doesn't have the rule of law and doesn't have a constitution, there's a lot of countries that are afraid of what China's going to do to them and other forces. This is not just about us. This is about a lot more people than us.
Very quickly on another note, are you supportive of the Ohio GOP's efforts to impeach your governor?
Yes, we are. I was one of the few people in the state. Again, he's a Republican, supposedly, right? So is John Kasich, supposedly. In 2018, our Tea Party group did not support him under the concept of we knew, A, he wasn't a conservative, but we also knew that, at least from our experience, when you don't have divided government, you have tyranny. And that's exactly what's happened. If Richard Cordray had beaten Mike DeWine as governor in 2018, the Republican House and Senate would be fighting back tooth and nail and would be, you know, reining him in. But because a Republican is a governor, they've been like sheep and have done nothing. And it's just disgusting. And you talk about, when I say tyranny, I don't throw those words around lightly, folks. I've been in the Tea Party movement for 11 years. We know what tyranny is. And what tyranny is a lack of representation. And literally, we have a governor who's supposedly a Republican who literally has no input from even his state legislators, you know, House and Senate, who are Republicans. And it's just dictating insane, non-scientific, completely failed principles to destroy small businesses and the working class. This is class warfare. That's what this is. This is an assault on small businesses and the working class, because all the people who are big businesses are doing just fine. And all the people in the ruling class, all the people in government, they haven't skipped a beat. They all been getting paid. All the teachers have been getting paid without even teaching. All the people who get Social Security checks and things, they've been getting paid. The only people who are paying for this disaster, this man-made disaster, because it's not a medical disaster, it's not even a medical emergency. This COVID is less deadly than the regular flu. That's a fact. That's not my opinion. It's been proven. The only reason this man-made catastrophe is because of class warfare. They're destroying the lives of our citizens with impunity. And that's a constitutional crisis as well. So, yes, he should be impeached. He should be imprisoned. What he's done is unconstitutional. We've won five cases. We've won five lawsuits against him. All said that he had no right to do the things he did. And yet we can't get anything done. The courts, the courts rule, and then they appeal it, and it sits in the appeal court and never comes to a hearing. It's tyranny.
Trump supporters have been very disappointed with a number of Republican governors. DeWine, of course, Ducey in Arizona, Kemp in Georgia. Would you support or would you get behind forming a new party if these rhinos don't step up? They're not just in the states. They're also in the House in Washington. Many have not gotten behind Trump. Would you support forming a MAGA party?
Absolutely. If Donald Trump said today that he was going to leave the Republican Party and start a new party, it would be the biggest party in the United States by next week, without any doubt, because we don't have political parties. These aren't parties. I call the Ohio Republican Party a mafia. I mean, and I don't use that word lightly again, because it's all pay to play. And if you don't do what they say, they will whack you. Okay? And I've seen it personally, and it's done all the time. They recruit totally incompetent people to fill these seats because they can manipulate them. And basically, they fund their campaigns so that no common person can run for office. And then they put them in office, and then the people that make the big donations get to tell them what they do, what they can and can't do. And we, the people, have no representation. This is a serious problem in the United States, and the Tea Party's been trying to address it. But Donald Trump, part of our problem is that Donald Trump is not ideological. Donald Trump's a pragmatist. He's a businessman. See problem, fix problem, look for next problem. That's great. But he doesn't understand that this has never been about him. If Ted Cruz has won, the left would have done the same thing to Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz could not have handled it. It's ideological. The fight is ideological. Donald Trump is not fighting the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party doesn't even exist. The Democratic Party is bought and paid for lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese communists. Go to wethepeopleconvention.org and just search on the search box under China and look at the video that Tucker Carlson just put out this week, where a Chinese professor was talking about how they own people in the upper reaches of our government when Obama was president. One of the people they owned was Joe Biden. Go look at Kamala Harris's, the supposed vice presidential nominee-elect, and her husband and his firm that actually has communist Chinese working for them. That's not a conspiracy theory. Those are facts. You can check it out. So there isn't a political party that represents the people. That's the problem. And Donald Trump, being a populist, that's why people love him so much. He actually did what he said. Wow. What kind of society do you live where someone doing actually what they said should be rare? There's nobody in my family that lies to me. There's nobody in my church, in my business. There's no one in my life who lies to me. And yet, in America, the political class lies to you all the time. So I think it was Franklin who said, that our form of government is for a moral and religious people and none other. And there's a great video on our website of A.G. Bill Barr talking at the University of Notre Dame Law School, where he talks about religious freedom in a way that surprised even me. Because what religious freedom really means is that it is the most essential part of self-governance. I always thought, as a Tea Party person, that in our Declaration of Independence, in our Constitution, that self-governance meant that we, the people, ran for office, helped people run for office, that we governed ourselves. That's what I thought self-governance was. A.G. Barr in that video opened my eyes to something I never understood. And what it was is that our founders realized that if you were a moral and religious people, you could govern yourself as far as, not committing murder, not stealing, not breaking the Ten Commandments. And if you did that, the state had much less to do. The state didn't have to be part of your life because you were self-governing. That's what religious freedom means. And what the left has done is just undermined all of that and gutted us with this secular nonsense. And while I'm at it, I want to thank you because I noticed, before the interview that you're from Canada.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for giving us Jordan Peterson. I want to thank you for giving us one of the brightest lights in my lifetime, Jordan Peterson, who has helped me understand the world much better than I ever did. And what a gift Canada has given to the world. And I'm so thankful he's feeling better and has recovered, because I feared that he's going to be gone. So thank you, Canada. Thank you for Jordan Peterson.
All right. And in the meantime, WeThePeopleConvention.org. WeThePeopleConvention.org. You can see the full page ad that was taken out in the Washington Times, demanding that President Trump declare limited martial law and lay the groundwork for a revote, a paper ballot in person, a revote. Tom, great meeting you, and we'll be watching with interest. Thank you so much.
Oh, I sure appreciate you taking the time and your interest in this topic. It's very respectful of you, and a credit to your desire to learn the truth and to have fair and open discussion. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll be back in a few moments to share a few details about an upcoming episode. If you enjoy Conspiracy Unlimited, why not become a Conspiracy Unlimited Plus member? For just $1.99 per month, you'll gain access to 2 bonus, exclusive, commercial-free episodes per month, plus access to my back catalog of episodes. To subscribe, just go to conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com and click on Gain Access to Premium Episodes. Again, go to conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com and click on Get Access to Premium Episodes, or click on the link in the episode notes. Conspiracy Unlimited Plus for less than $2 per month. Why not sign up today? Coming up next time on Conspiracy Unlimited, the military guide to Armageddon, battle-tested strategies to prepare your life and soul for the end times.
If you look around the world today, there's unprecedented numbers of believers in other countries suffering this horrendous persecution, crucifixions, hangings, tortures, you name it. It's terrible. And so do American Christians, Western Christians, do we get raptured out before all this stuff happens? Only time will tell. Some people believe that the rapture occurs in the middle of tribulation, some at the end. So it's just prudent to be prepared just in case of whatever eventuality unfolds here.
Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now.
Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.